But as much as you humans love me, you're not nearly the first species to clamor for my substantial flesh. Millennia ago, in my native southern Mexico and Central America, there existed beasts with digestive systems large enough to process and then disperse my massive pit. These were the so-called megafauna, sloths that could reach 10 feet tall, armadillo-like glypondans. They were as big as small cars, and gomphotheres, cousins of the elephant, with their ginormous tusks. Historians and botanists don't know exactly which of these snacked on me, but they all would have been able to pop me into their mouths like peanuts, then poop out my pits far wide for new trees to grow. Without them to spread my usually large seed, my creamy green gift would have been like more than weird and monetary blip in fruit's sugary history. Fast forward to about 13 years ago, when humans came along and hunted my behemoth patrons into extinction. That would have been the end of me, too, had people not decided that they also loved a dose of plant-based fat. While human digestion can accommodate my pit, your hands can, and I was able to achieve even wider distribution via the thumb-carrying Homo sapiens who ate me and tossed my seed here and there. One last word of caution. There has been a spate of avocado hand, which is what happens when well-meaning gawk makers whack their knives as my pit and hope at my pit to dislodge it, but instead find themselves with a blade in their palm. ER doctors report an increase in such incidents and strongly advise caution when preparing me. Please listen to them. My reputation for being both healthy and rich gets dinged when I bite the hand that breeds me.